That's the enviable position Hemmings House Pictures finds itself in. Greg Hemmings launched the film and video production company 4 years ago in St. John. His brother Mark, who happens to be an accomplished professional photographer, joined the company last year. And now the company's client list spans the globe. Janice McPherson is our Made in New Brunswick guide. She's here to tell us the story behind the Hemmings House Pictures. Hello there.
Hi, Paul.
It's pretty impressive growth. So let's go back to how all this began for Greg Hemmings.
Well, I think Greg is one of those people who actually really did follow his passion from early on. He actually did go to film school. He graduated, I think, in 1999, and he started working on feature films and just didn't feel it was the right fit. And he got himself on board of a tall ship and bought a video camera and discovered documentaries. He filmed the entire adventure during a Caribbean tour on this tall ship. And that prompted basically the future of Greg and what he ended up doing.
And his brother Mark is the photographer. What did he bring to the biz?
Well, I guess Mark was in Japan, and he's been doing commercial photography for about 10 years. And he came back, and he's now joined Greg and the Hemmings House Pictures team on the commercial photography side. So he's coming in, and I mean, he has his own group of clientele, but he's also helping grow the still photography side of the business.
And I guess in some respects, the two can certainly mesh in some projects.
Can most definitely mesh. Yeah. I mean, with Greg, he does documentaries, but he also does a lot of commercial work. So,
okay.
You know, for them doing ad, you know, commercials and such, they do the still photography as well is great for the advertising aspect.
So give us an example of the range of projects that they've done.
They do quite a bit of different work. They do documentaries. They have done TV series, and their series have run on a variety of TV networks, including Fight Network, CBC, Bravo, and the Independent Film Channel have all aired their series. The topics have ranged, you know, it's quite broad, from wrestling to Jack Kerouac. And they've done a documentary on climate change in the north, in the Arctic, as well as mock rockumentaries for a few rock bands.
Mock rockumentaries. I can't imagine that this is an easy business. So what's been the key to their rapid growth and success?
It does sound like quite a bit of work. I mean, they have to basically pitch and raise the funds for every project they undergo. So,
and it's not like they're in the big centers that normally produce this kind of stuff.
That's it. I think, you know, knowing Greg that as much as I do, he travels a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he develops, he finds an idea that he'd like to, you know, create a film on, and he has to create a pitch and go to see the broadcasters and pitch that. And
mm-hmm.
and if they're in, you know, they're in, but they only provide about 40% of the budget. So he's got to put in the equity, and he's got to, you know, find the film tax credits wherever he can to create these shows. And I tell you, their success, I think, is really, they're really great storytellers. You know, from my research in viewing some of the work they've done, the sample work, recruitment videos, really, really, you know, pulling on your emotion. They do an amazing job.
So where would we see some of these things? Is it on websites, TV?
Yeah, HemmingsHousePictures.com has a lot of their sample work. It covers off the short stories, the commercial work they've done, and samples of, like, TV series. So they'll have the pilot episodes on their website. I think they do a lot with Vimeo. It's just it's an online video drawing site. And actually, next week, this is kind of cool, I went to Lawrencetown Beach last summer and tried to learn to surf. And
oh, yes.
That is a hard place to learn to surf. And Greg and his crew did a documentary on winter wave riding, it's called. Winter Wave Riders. And it's all about the windsurfers in Nova Scotia.
Oh, surfing, it wasn't about you trying to surf.
Oh, God, no. They wouldn't want to see that on film.
So that's something you're working on right now?
That's what they're working on. And actually, it's going to be aired on your CBC TV, the newscast, next Monday.
Oh,
on
great.
The 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if anyone can watch that, it's at the 5 o'clock news. I guess they're going to air that one.
What are they talking about, their goals for the future?
Well, I guess...
Just bigger, better, beyond.
Yeah, I mean, they started in St. John. You know, Mark brought, I think, the Japan element to it. So they do have an office in Japan, and they have an office in Halifax now that Greg works out of quite a bit.
Boy.
And I think their goal is really to open a shop in Toronto, so
mm-hmm.
they can actually build on the TV series side of things. And here in Atlantic Canada, they just want to work on and becoming a really strong production company.
Something else. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome.
Janice McPherson's our guide to what's made in New Brunswick. She joins us every Monday at this time to talk about New Brunswick entrepreneurs. And McPherson is an entrepreneur and the program manager for the Wallace McCain Institute for Business Leadership at UNB in Fredericton.